With gridlock in Washington, one result of a shutdown could be the delaying of benefits to the state's 394,000 military veterans. Rosanna Frieri is the Director of Veterans Services for the City of Pittsfield. She says she doesn't expect a significant immediate impact on her office or the more than 130 veterans it currently serves.
I'm looking at it also as some kind of a delay, especially if the people aren't there to process the paper, the claims, and things of that nature. But as far as the monthly checks that they receive, maybe just a little bit of a slowdown.
Frieri says her office and other veteran service programs are waiting to see what happens on Capitol Hill, but no sort of, you know, immediate cutoff.
I doubt that very much. I don't know how they could possibly do that. I mean, people depend on, you know, these checks for, you know, their survival. So I really don't think that's going to happen. I think they may come to some agreement to make sure that the military does stay funded. But as far as new claims, there could be a real impact on that.
Head Start is already operating on a tighter budget due to the previous federal sequestration cuts. $128,000 of a $2.4 million annual budget has been cut from the Berkshire County Head Start program this year. The organization, which offers free income-eligible preschool programs and at-cost child care and family services, has closed one of its five classrooms at its Johnson School site in North Adams. The program has also eliminated field trips, opened schools later than usual, and will close earlier than normal in early May. Stacy Parsons is the program's executive director.
The information I have right now is that because we're working under a previously approved grant, it will be business as usual. There's no lapse in funding, so there'll be no interruption in service for any of our children or families.
Parsons says the program is fully funded through June 2014, but its usual five-year, $2.3 million grant is scheduled for submission to the federal government in mid-October, along with smaller grants to support projects such as building maintenance in the coming months.
Through June, which will give us plenty of time if there are any changes to, you know, make whatever adjustments we need to do. And, you know, obviously anything that happens, Head Start's focus, our local focus would be, you know, maintaining services for kids. And hopefully any interruption at the government shutdown level will not be felt locally. Get a delay on hearing back that they've been funded. But we're going to be planning just as if we are, you know, we will continue to be fully funded.
Parsons says Head Start continues to seek local grants to supplement portions already cut while remaining cautiously optimistic during this waiting game.
Yes, it's a scary time, but we're going to be okay.
Lieutenant Colonel James Shahadi is the Director of Public Affairs for the Massachusetts National Guard. He says the Massachusetts National Guard employs 900 civilians, and those deemed essential personnel would remain employed, though that number is not known.
Accepted DOD civilians or technicians would be paid retroactively once the lapse of funding ends. In the event of a lapse in funding, civilians who do not support those non-accepted activities would be placed on emergency, no-notice, non-pay furloughs.
Shahadi says there are about 9,000 service members in the state's Army and Air National Guard.
Military personnel would be directed to continue in normal duty status. Military service members would be paid retroactively once the last of funding ends. Although hindered, we will continue to carry on the mission to support the Commonwealth and our nation when called upon.
Among other federally funded programs, Social Security benefits may be delayed and colleges may be unable to disperse student grants if the government shuts down. Congress and President Obama have until midnight Tuesday to pass and sign a bill to fund the government. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.